Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome back to Empowering Her. I'm Melody Pormerati, and I've got a really important topic for you today, one that is a theme in my life right now. And the more I moved through this idea, the more I thought, my goodness, there's so much that is coming through, and I want to share with my people. So here we are. We're going to be talking a little bit about prayer, but not in its traditional sense, making it mean something to us, because as with all things, the meaning that we assign to just about anything, is the experience that we end up having with that thing. So we're going to talk about prayer. Before we start, I do want to let you know, we are having the final launch pad of the season, on Wednesday. The launch pad is a beautiful 90-minute masterclass where I hang out with you beautiful humans and I teach you exactly how to get your first monetized girls empowerment workshop off the ground. I go through all of it. We talk about how to do it, why we do it, how to roll it out, how to earn an income, why it's important to earn for the good work that we do, and all the logistics of that first workshop. So if this is something you want to do, get in. We don't have a ton of spots left, and it's happening again on Wednesday, April the 3rd, 11 a.m. Eastern, melodypormerati.com/launchpad to get in. And again, last one until the fall, so don't miss it. Why is it the last one until the fall? Well, I'm just kind of like in a season of my business where I am going to take some time to regroup. The podcast will still be here every week. That is going to be one of my main forms of content and communication for this beautiful community. But otherwise, I'm going to be taking a little breath. I'm going to be taking a pause. I'm going to be supporting our girl life coaches. I'm going to be supporting my daughters as they make the transition from seniors in high school to first year college students. And there's a lot happening there. And just the events of life lately have caused me to feel like it's time for a little bit of a pause. And so, the topic of prayer, which is today's episode, came from a few different things. First and foremost, we'll start with the really good. My brother and my beautiful sister-in-law, just had a beautiful baby girl. And it's just been such an amazing thing to watch them go through this new shift in identity and new role that they're both playing in the world, but also to welcome a new family member, someone who you meet and you look at her and you think, my goodness, first of all, I feel like I've known you my whole life. And second of all, just looking deep into her eyes and her soul and visualizing what her future is going to be like, right? All the hopes and wishes that we have for our beautiful girls, wondering who they will be, how they will feel, how they will rise up to their potential. And just brings tears to my eyes thinking about it. So that's just a beautiful thing that's happened in our world. And then just the bold, beautiful, magical, crazy dichotomy that is life, the duality that is life, as we're welcoming this beautiful soul. There was also a lot of like challenge in our world this last week. Someone very close to us suffered a heart attack, and just watching our family go through, and thank God he is okay. I want to say that before I go into the story, but he is okay, and it gave us a scare, and it really makes you take toll of what is important, why are we here, makes you really revel in the beauty of community and family, because it's not just beautiful for the good times where we celebrate, but it's also for the times when things are hard and we don't have to go at it alone. And that's just something that was so like visible to me this week. And so as we went through the motions of watching him go through this and then start the path to healing and come back to us, There was a lot of reflection and a lot of thought and a lot of like thinking about prayer and what it means to me and what it means to you and spirituality and once again the meaning that we assign to it. So the first thing that just I do want to share one thing that really came up as I was watching these two different things happen in our world, right? The birth of my niece and then the challenge with our beautiful friend suffering this heart attack is that like, and I say this in my book XOXO from a girl who gets it. It's one of the life notes, and it's like until further notice, celebrate. Like so often we ruminate about so much of the stuff that's happening in our world. We make it mean something so much bigger than it is. We lose sleep over something so small. And things like this make us really take stock of what's important and why every tiny moment is a moment where we are offered the invitation to celebrate. Until further notice, celebrate. Yes, life has really beautiful ups and it also has really difficult downturns. And so, until further notice, celebrate, revel in the moment, breathe it in, be here now, be present with yourself, be present with what is. And when things are good, truly honor those good moments, okay? So, prayer. What is prayer? So, what I do want to say before I go into this is this is all my take on prayer. It doesn't have to be yours, but here I will offer some options too, maybe some new ways of thinking about what prayer actually is for some of us who perhaps are like, nope, prayer is only for religious people and I'm not a religious person. I invite you to take a listen to this and perhaps look at prayer and reflection in a whole new way. So, what is my take on prayer? It's a spiritual relationship of your own understanding. It doesn't mean you have to believe in God or a higher power. You don't have to believe in the universe. Sometimes the best thing we can believe in is ourselves. And isn't that what our work is here that we do together at Girl Life is to really truly do like believe that there is a trusted, beautiful, brilliant, intuitive resource within ourselves, and that is our own higher self. And so perhaps your spiritual relationship of your own understanding is with that highest self within you. Perhaps it's with God. Perhaps it's with the Buddha, Allah. Perhaps it's your inner Louise Hay. Perhaps it's a loved one who passed. And once again, I'm going to bring it back to this. Perhaps it's connecting with your own inner power. And boy, do we know that there is a lot of inner power that lives within each of us. So, a few other ways of saying prayer. Perhaps you can look at it as meditation, personal reflection, gratitude practice, which for so many years, consistently, and it continues to be for me, prayer is so much of a gratitude practice and connecting to yourself. So, what I do want to say about this is there is absolutely no right way of praying. There's no position you need to be seated in. There's no words that you need to use. You don't have to speak it out loud. You could speak it to yourself. You could do it with music on. You could do it on a nature walk. You could do it on a hike. You could do it on a mountaintop. You could pray anywhere in the world that you are and any way that you want. You don't have to be in church or synagogue. You don't have to be in the mosque. You don't have to be in a special temple. You need to be in the seat of your own soul. That's literally what it is to just be present with yourself and find your own way to communicate. And so for me, it feels so much more doable and reachable prayer when I don't attach it to so many rules. There are no rules in prayer. And when we can actually really accept, understand, and acknowledge this idea that there are no rules when it comes to prayer, we might just be able to go a little bit deeper because we're not connected to this one way, this absolute ultimate way of praying that perhaps we were taught in religious school or we were taught as young people. So take what you will of it, but to me, there's no right way to do it. We release the rules and we find our own way, okay? So what I love to do with prayer, prayer we often think of as asking for what we want or what we think we need in that moment. In my case, there was a lot of prayer for my new niece. May she live a beautiful and healthy and safe life. And for our friend who suffered the heart attack, is please let him heal, bring him back to us, all of those things. But what I always do when I pray is I start with gratitude. Now, while I did say that there is no right place to pray, recently someone asked me to go with them to a holy Jewish site to pray with them. And I did. And I've been there before and I go where I feel called to go, right? So maybe sometimes it's sitting in my own living room. Maybe sometimes it's on a walk. And maybe sometimes I feel called to go to these holy sites. You get to choose. You get to decide where you want to pray in any given moment. So we went to this holy site, and it's just such a beautiful thing because you're provided, there are tables there, and you are provided with paper and a pencil, and you just get to sit and reflect, right? You get to sit and write all your prayers down in any way that you want. I went with a few friends and with one of my daughters, and she's like, "So what do I write?" I'm like, "Literally, write whatever you want, say whatever you want, start with gratitude if you want. Just do it in your own way and know that that's the right way for you." So we start by writing down, and for me, because this is my way, I will always start with gratitude. And as I write to the higher power, to the higher melody within, perhaps, to the universe, to the powers that be, I say, please do not ever let my desires and my wishes and my hopes and my prayers be overshadowed by the deep sense of gratitude that I feel for this life, for my breath, for being able to wake up every morning and have organs that are working in my favor, to be able to use my body, to be able to connect and communicate with other people. I never want my prayers to be overshadowed by my gratitude. And so my gratitude will always first and foremost come first. And that is what it is for me. So I start with my gratitude practice as I was writing and reflecting. And then you go into this other area where you congregate in prayer, once again, prayer of your own understanding. And you take that paper and you rip it up and you drop it in this holy site. And that's what we did. And my daughter was asking the significance of that. I said, well, the significance to me is that we show our gratitude, we pray for what it is that we want, we visualize the outcomes that we want, right? Because we so often talk about how we are powerful creators in the world. And so by visualizing that, which is what we want. And so in my visualizations, I was seeing all of my loved ones happy, healthy, inner peace, safe, all of it. I was seeing our friend who was ill, in his power. And then we release it. Why do we rip it up? Because we release this. We release it. We ask for this or something better. We surrender the results. And we ask for the highest good of all. That's all we can do, right? Because we all have this agenda when we pray, and we let it come through you. Let your intentions, your wishes, your prayers come through you. But then surrender it and say, this or something better, and for the highest good of all. Now, what did I say when we started this conversation? This is my relationship with prayer. It doesn't have to be yours. These are my offerings. Take what works for you. Take what resonates. Leave the rest. Create your own rules. Make your own way. Make your own path to prayer, reflection, gratitude, connecting to the higher power within you. Make it your own and own it, right? The only way we own it is by putting it into practice, by actually practicing that which we have created for ourselves, that spiritual understanding that makes sense for us. We put it into practice. And so that was my final thing to say on it, that I release the outcome and I pray for the highest good of all, because I do not claim to know what the highest good for all is. And so I release it. And so that's what we did at this holy site that we went to. And I have to tell you, it felt so beautiful to do that with my loved ones, to bring my daughter into the practice. It feels equally beautiful when I am sitting on my yoga mat, excuse me, and reflecting in my own way. And so each day, your prayer practice can look completely different. Do not hold yourself to a standard of perfection, not for anything, especially not when it comes to prayer, because there is no perfection in it. There is just the way that you show up and practice. I love you all so much. I hope that this episode has served you. If it has, share it with someone you love, share it on the social medias, tag me at Girl Life Empowerment, and I will be sure to respond and share. Thank you for being in this space with me. Thank you for your dedication to connecting with the best parts of yourself and then paying it forward to the next generation. I'm so grateful for our community, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.